This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. Holding imports to California standards. Hurtado faces ag opposition. And reclamation cuts would harm West. Applying California standards to ag imports. The Assembly Ag Committee signed off on a bill yesterday to hold 7 imported foods to the same environmental, health, and labor standards as those grown in California. Growers and producers would fill out a self-attestation form promising they did so. Assembly member Eduardo Garcia of the Coachella Valley revived the legislation after the Senate voted down the measure last year. Assembly member Robert Rivas of Hollister, who will lead the assembly in 2 months, was co-author last year but did not attach his name this year, though he did champion the bill in the committee on behalf of Garcia. As with the previous version, AB 865 has gained a pushback from grocers and retailers. They argued it would raise prices for consumers and lead to shortages on store shelves. Ag skeptical of barring foreign investors. Senator Melissa Hurtado, the other ag chair, has raised eyebrows among farm groups for her proposal to bar foreign governments from purchasing farmland. Last year, CDFA opposed the measure. This year, several farm groups labeled her bill draconian and disruptive and called for more data to show this as is an issue. California agriculture is a global economy, said Louis Brown, an attorney representing several groups during a policy hearing. We partner with companies all over the world and are proud of that. He said this would have a chilling effect on technology and partnerships and urged Hurtado to narrow it to countries that are truly a threat. Cal Chamber, along with seed and biotechnology companies, opposed the measure as well. Raising concerns over xenophobia and China bashing, Senator David Menn of Irvine voted against the measure. Hurtado's Ag Committee will take it up next. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers told cuts to reclamation would harm West. Interior Secretary Tommy Boudreau told lawmakers yesterday that cuts to the Bureau of Reclamation's budget would be harmful to agricultural water needs in the West. Boudreau, who in response to a question from House Natural Resources Committee member Grace Napolitano, California Democrat, said the current strain on the drought-starved Colorado River requires Congress to provide more funding for the system, not less. To move backwards by cutting our budget with respect to the Bureau of Reclamation and Water Delivery has the potential to severely impact the 40 million people who rely on that basin for fundamental needs such as drinking water and agriculture, Boudreau said. Senators want dry land inclusion in CREP. Senators Michael Bennett, the Colorado Democrat, and Roger Marshall, the Kansas Republican, announcing a bill today that would direct the Agriculture Department to allow dry land agricultural uses on some land enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program acreage. The bill, called the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program Improvement Act, would also add dry land crop production and grazing to the list of appropriate conservation practices for the CREP program and allow alfalfa and other continuous cropping systems to be eligible for drought and water conservation CREP agreements. Take note, the Senate Agriculture Committee's Conservation Subcommittee, which Bennett chairs, is holding a hearing on conservation programs today. APHIS hoping to stamp out HPAI virus, Moffitt says. Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, told lawmakers on Tuesday the department is taking an eradication-based approach to highly pathogenic avian influenza. Moffitt, speaking to the Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Subcommittee of the House Agriculture Committee, said the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service aims to eventually eliminate the disease through rapid depopulation and disposal of infected poultry. At this stage of the outbreak, continuing our current strategy of eradication or stamping out HPAI is our best and most effective option, Moffitt said. Moffitt said these efforts, which have been used since last February when the agency first detected HPAI in a commercial flock in Indiana, have borne some fruit. Only 5 commercial flocks tested positive for the disease last month, compared to 51 in March of 22. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland yesterday defended a proposal, Bureau of Land Management rule, that would make conservation an equivalent use of agency land to grazing, energy, production, mining, and recreation. Matt Rosendale, a Montana Republican, told Haaland the new rule conflicts with the Taylor Grazing Act, the law that apportions land into grazing districts and regulates grazing. Haaland, in response, said the intention of the rule was just to put all the potential uses of land on equal footing. She said the rule is currently under public comment and will be adjusted based on feedback. BLM manages 245 million acres. It's not final yet, so we'll get all those public comments in and be able to incorporate those, she said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. California's taking action to adapt to the extremes in weather we're seeing across the state. At the word of Governor Newsom announcing Prop 1 funding for the Westlands Water District to desalinate brackish groundwater along with 2 other desal projects. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 20th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.